to discuss yesterday the reason why Yehoshaphat went with Yehoram Melech Yisrael, even though he was a Rasha, because once he even took one step forward, and that was the chiluk we made between the cases of Achav and other Tziyurim, Pischa Pischa Shomacha, once a person opens the door, so Avada then, there was a chiyuv to be Mekarav. So now the Pasuk says they needed water. State in Pasuk that they needed to find, they needed advice. So it says in the Pasuk like this, Vayayim Yehoshaphat ha'ein poi Novi. Is there a Novi? No. So the Pasuk says, Vayayim poi Elisha ben Shaphat. The Pasuk says, Asher yotzak mayim al yad Eliyahu. Famous Gemara in Brachos. I'm sure everybody has it in their head. The Gemara learns out from here why, when it talks about Elisha, why does it say Asher yotzak mayim al yad Eliyahu? Normally in our minds, that's not a shvach. It's not a praise to say that he was yotzak mayim. Right? Somebody calls me for a shidduch. And I tell him, well, that bochem. He brings me water for the Tils Yadayim. Taka, very nice. Water for the Tils Yadayim. But the guy will probably think that if that's all I have to say about the Bacha, it's pretty sad. Right? The only thing I could say is he brings me water. If he's a Gevaldig Bacha and the guy has a tevel, he's a Gevaldig Bacha and also he has other milas. I'm not going to just say he brings water. Or even a super coffee. I'm not going to say that. But talk about, that's a mile on top of the other miles. Right? Wouldn't you agree, Tevel? That's not the character. You're not going to say that characteristic. That's amongst the other miles. Why would we praise Elisha? And from all his miles, Talmud Muvik of Eliyahu Novi, we say, Asher yotzak mayim al yad Eliyahu. He poured water for Eliyahu Novi. You remember the Gemara Brachos, right? Remember the Gemara Brachos? The Gemara says in Brachos, Dav Zayin, Mikan shegedoy lo shimush yoysu milimud. The Gemara says, from here we learn out that shimush, serving a Talmud Chachem, is more than learning. So most people think, oh, Gevaldik. Well, shimush yoysu milimud. I used to have a guy in yeshiva. If he knew that at the end of the week he wanted to ask me permission for something, starting on Sunday, Monday, he already started giving me the sheichad. I knew he needs a toiva from me. If on Sunday, Monday, he started to bring me danishes, I knew already Thursday he's coming for a major request. Slowly. You know, how much could a rebbe take? Chocolate danish on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Finally, by Thursday, you're a sheichadnik. Completely mishuchet. We're just learning the sugi this morning with Chaim, right? The Indian of Sheikhad, right? That Shehu Chad. Fascinating Rimigash, you should know. The Rimigash, the Gemara says in Bava Kame, that if you have somebody who did you a favor, you're not allowed to be a dayan. Not only Sheikhad. A guy did you a favor. Sheikhad means before the dintari comes, he pays you off. The guy did you a favor. The Gemara says, possible to be a dayan. Understand the Gemara. So pashtus you learn, that's a weakness that every human being has. If you did me a favor, I'm going to do you a favor. Right? If a person would be if I would tell you, I know somebody, such an unbelievable guy, no matter how many favors you do for him, it's not going to stop him. He'll be an honest judge. So Moshe, you'd say that's a mila, right? That's advantage. Says the Rimigash, it's found there in the Shita Mukubetzes in Bava Kama, the end of Perak HaChoyvel. He says, that's not, that wouldn't be a Maila. If a guy did you a favor, and you treat him regular, you're a Kofi Toiva. Yeah. So it's a lose-lose. Mawana Shach. If you're going to bend the din, you're being dishonest judge. And if you don't bend the din, you're a Kofi Toiva. So according to the Rimigash, The fact that if a guy did you a favor, you're not allowed to judge him, is not a weakness. A weakness of the human being. Adarabba. If you're not makar toiv, what's with you? What's with you? You have to be makar toiv. It's a lose-lose situation. So Lamaisa, the bottom line is, that's a side mila. To go and help, if you have a Rebbe, and you go and you do things, favors for him, it's a very nice thing. So the Maharshal comes, and even after the Maharshal's pshat, it's very difficult. The Maharshal, the end of the Gemara says, a lot of times there's a din halacha v'ein moirin came. A lot of times there's a halacha that you can't paskin. It's only for the situation. So the Maharshal says, if somebody learns by somebody, but they don't see how they act, they won't know all of the halacha of Emirin Kains. They won't know sometimes how to act in certain situations. Which the Rebbe can't paskin like that. That's something you have to see. That's something you have to witness. That's something the Rebbe could just paskin. As I talk to Maharshal. But even according to Maharshal, it's difficult. Because then why is it Gedola? It should say, you want to really be a Talmud, it's not enough just to learn by somebody, you have to watch them too. Right? But it's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's gedoylo milimudim. The Gemara says it's bigger. Why is it bigger? According to the Maharshal, why is it bigger? It's also needed. Right? I always had it that time, and people would say, chazor is more important than learning itself. It's not true. You can't do chazor unless you learn. Otherwise, you're not chazaring. Could you chazar before you learn? No. Learning is more important. Avada, the learning is only going to work if you keep on chazaring. But you have to learn. So what does it mean? So really, there's one word that the Velt forgets that the Gemara says there. The Gemara doesn't say the way everybody quotes the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara says. There's one extra word there. It's actually two words. The Gemara says like this. G'doyla shimusha shel toira yoysa milimudim. Those are the words of the Gemara. You know what that means? Shimusha shel toira. The Gemara doesn't say G'doyla shimusha. The Gemara doesn't say if a guy brings his Rebbe chocolate danish, it's better than learning. No. The Gemara says shimusha shel toira. What does the Gemara mean? What the Gemara means, of course, if somebody doesn't learn by somebody, they're not going to grow from them. Just because they bring them Danishes, they're not going to grow from them. It's nice. It's for Avtrach Komoich. It's very nice. So you're not going to grow from that. What the Gemara is saying is that in the learning itself, if you learn by somebody, then you're Mishamish them, it gives you a new understanding what you learned from them. So basically what the Gemara is saying is G'day l'shimusha shel Torah, mitorah b'loy shimusha. That's the way you have to read the Gemara. Person could say, listen, I can learn by a Rebbe 10 hours and not watch him at all. Or I can learn by a Rebbe for 8 hours and watch him for 2 hours. Oh, then the 2 hours is kedai. Because then the 2 hours is shimusha shel Torah. Not Torah without shimusha. So if a Rebbe has a Talmud and a Shamish, the Shamish is not a higher madrega than the Talmud. It's if the Talmud is Mishamish. He's learning. Oh, so now we could say it's like this. The emes is that what's the halacha if a mitzvah comes a person's way and he's in the middle of learning? Somebody just sent me to Shaila now from Toronto. Such a Shaila. The guy was in the middle of learning. He learns in Toronto. He asked me a Shaila, there's a chayla to be mevachar. And he wanted to know, is biko chaylam doicha his seder that he has in learning? So I told him I couldn't answer the Shiloh just like that. I needed him to give me more details. The rule is, kol mitzvah she'ef shaliyosos al yidei acherim, any mitzvah could be done by other people is not doicha talmud Torah. Right? So if I'm learning, and there's an aveda, right? And somebody else could pick up the aveda. There's 10 people waiting to pick up the aveda. I could pick up the aveda. The halacha is I don't stop learning to pick up the aveda. But if I'm learning this aveda on the floor, if I don't pick it up, it could get lost completely. That's called the mitzvah shi'ef shalei asas al yidei acher. The halacha is then mevatel talmud Torah. And that's the way the Gemara paskens in Ma'id Kut. And that's the way the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch paskens. Halacha l'maase. So a mitzvah that's going to go away, you have to stop and you have to do it. So I told this guy, after I spoke to him, that if it's a choil in the hospital or at home, where nobody's going to go to Mavaka, take care of the Tzorchei choil, that's called a mitzvah Shiev Shalasus Ha'ideh Achevim, and then you should do it. Even if it's not Pikoch Nefosh. But if the person has enough visitors anyway, you want to stop, enhance it, then you should not be Mavatal Tamater. Find enough time when you're not learning, but you shouldn't close your Gemara when you're learning to Mavaka Chela. That's the halacha. The halacha is that any mitzvah could be done with a shliach, you're not a Mavatal Torah to be Makai. The only chilik I gave you, I'm sure the Olam remembers from Hilchah Shabbos, is for Kovet Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos is brought down in the Gemara in Kedushin, the Mem Aleph, and brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchah Shabbos, that you Mavatal Torah to do Kovet Shabbos. Even if you have a shliach, you have a cleaning lady, you have an agnes, you still have to stop yourself learning to do it. Why? Why is that? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says a gevaldig pshat. Well, you know, when Baron Kotler Zatzal came to America, they sent the three top talmidim in America at the time to pick up Rav Baron Kotler. They didn't just go to pick up Rav Baron, they brought the three top talmidim. One of my uncles was one of them. Chaskel Hartman Zechet Tzadik Levorach. He's one of the very choshev talmidim at that time. You're going back many, many years ago in America. They went to pick up Rav Baron. So, why were they allowed to close the Gemara? There's plenty of people who were waiting online to go pick up Rav Baron. They could find plenty of people not learning to pick up Rav Baron. Why they asked the three best boys to close the Gemara to pick up Rav Baron? The Teretz is, it's not Efshalas is Ha'idech. Why is not Efshalas Ha'idech? Because it's a different covet. It's a different covet. If you need tomatoes in the grocery store, where you could pick up the tomatoes, or somebody else could pick up the tomatoes, it's going to be the same tomato. So there we say, if it's Efshalas is Ha'idech, somebody else could pick up the tomato, you don't pick up the tomato. But for Baron Kotler to be picked up by Rabbi Yankel Shiv or Rabbi Yankel Pfefferkorn is a big difference. It's a different covet. There's no such guy as Yankel Pfefferkorn, don't worry. I don't mean anybody. I mean not Yankel Shiv. Rabbi Yankel Shiv was from the Choshev Talmidim in America at the time. He later became a Talmud of Baron. So, that's a different honor. Covet Shabbos. Yes, you could have Aknes do everything for Shabbos. You do nothing. But then you're not giving honor to Shabbos. Personally. It's a different level covet. That's why the Amigoyim, even though they were learning, and they had Meshamshim, they were able to do everything. Machrich Reisha. One Amir went and he took the feathers off the head. Another one salted the fish. Why? Because that was a different covet. This is not my pshat. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Kuntres Achron and Hilchah Shabbos brings this down as the reason why covet Shabbos is different. And that's the Shulchan Aruch says, Al Yom Adam Chochem, God lo noichi, I'm a big Chochem, where I have many workers, I don't need to do anything for Shabbos. No. It's a different covet Shabbos to do with yourself. So really, for a person to go out to war, if they're learning, right, and there's somebody else that could go to war instead of them, who's not learning, that's what they should do. That's why today in the army, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, so they have Yeshiva Bacham don't have to go to the army. Right? So really that concept, forgetting the army, the government, all the other shaylas, right? That concept is really true. Person's learning. So one of the G'daylim in Eretz Yisrael said, you know what? If a guy's not learning, don't just walk around with a label, I'm a yeshiva guy. Are you learning? If you're not learning, maybe you talk, I have no right. Some of them just hold up a paper, you know, like a pig. Sticks out its split hooves, but really it's a chaza. Right? So if a guy walks around with a paper, how many yeshiva guy? Yeah, but is he really learning? But if a guy's really learning, and there are other people that could do it instead of him, so they should do it. It's Efshalas is Ali Dechir. The Gemara brings down in Saita that Asa got punished because Asa angry about Talmidei Chacham. He took Talmidei Chacham out to war. And the Chazon Ish told this many, many years ago to the Prime Minister in Eretz Yisrael. He said, Yeshiva Bacham, they're holding up the country, they're learning. They have to have learners. Yeah, those that are not learning are not learning. So really, Elisha had no reason now to go to war with Klal Yisrael. They had Yehoshaphat, they had Yehoram, they had an army. They didn't need Elisha Hanavi. Elisha Hanavi, you stay with your Gemara. Stay and learn. Voshtet and Pasuk. Elisha went. Right? Why did Elisha go? I say Shtet and Pasuk. Look at the Pasuk. And then you'll understand the whole Gemara. Shtet and Pasuk here. Vayayim Elisha Malach Yisrael. And it comes out. Vahatok chuli menagen. Kichoya ma'ashem. And he goes. Elisha leg tzacharayim. Elisha puts himself into it. So the Achronim ask it for a kasha. The Achronim over here ask, why did he go? Why did Elisha go? Hine, chazinon she'Elisha holachim Yisrael v'mulchome. Af al pi she'loi hoyo ish milchome. Why did he go? Why did Elisha go with Klal Yisrael? He wasn't a general. They didn't need him. Whatever he little thing he did over there, he didn't have to come along. Why did he come? What's the teretz? Teretz is Amol Klal Yisrael needs a gadol be Yisrael just to be with them. It's a Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Aleph. I'm sure many of you remember the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu, when Klal Yisrael were fighting the war with Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu went. The Gemara says, Mikan, what do you see? That when Klal Yisrael and the Tzora, you have to show them Ima Yonayachim B'Tzora. You're carrying the load with the Tzibur. So Elisha, when he saw the mats of Klal Yisrael were in, he realized he's needed. He has to close his Gemara. He realized, he looked at the situation, he said, you know what, this is Ef Shalasas HaYidechet. And he went. How did he know to make that decision? That decision he couldn't make just from learning. He had to be Mishamish somebody. That's why here's where the Novi teaches us. Elisha Asher Yotzak Mayim Al Yidei Eliyahu. Because if he wouldn't have been Mishamash Eliyahu HaNavi, he would not have known. Because Poshit, it's a Milchama, he's not a general, what does he have to go for? Let him keep on learning. Let Klal Yisrael go on their own. The Teretz is he saw over here, the Matzev needed him there, that he was only able to learn from G'day L'Shimusha Yoysa Milimudim. G'day L'Shimusha Shel Teira Yoysa Milimudim. And that's why here is where the Torah teaches us this idea. And that's something a person always has to know. When they have a Rebbe, when they learn by somebody, they have to know their job is not just to, you have to, what they say, read between the lines. If you have to study your Rebbe, you have to watch him, you have to see how he talks, you have to see his anhaga, because very often certain things he can't teach. And that's what the Maharsha means. Part of learning is to be Mishamish. And a person their whole life has to have that. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal, I heard this straight from him. He said, a person should never be in life without a Rebbe. No matter how old they get, they shouldn't be without a Rebbe. Throughout life, you have to always have a Rebbe. You never graduate. It's not like Lahavdil Baiti in the Goyisha world, the secular world. You graduate. Sometimes you do more. You become a doctor. You get a doctorate. Fine, I graduated. No graduating. Person always needs to have. Reb Chaim used to say, Gevalde Gevod. It says in the Kaddish to Rabbanan, Al Yisrael, Al Rabbanan, Al Talmidein, Al Kol Talmidein, Al Midein. What is that? Be Al Yisrael, Al Rabbanan, Al Talmidein. What's Talmidei, Talmidein? Talmidei, Talmidein is included in Talmidein. Well, Talmud's Talmud, what does that mean? He said a great vote, Reb Chaim. He said, you see from the Kaddish to Rabbanan, that even when somebody has Talmidim, he still has to be a Talmud. If would have just said, Al Yisrael, Al Rabbanan, Al Talmidein, you'd think, okay, there's Rabbanan, and there's Talmidein. But no. There's Talmidei, Talmidein. That means the Talmud is already a Rebbe, but he also has a Rebbe. Because a Yid always needs. So the G'day L'Shimusha Shel Torah Yosem Yilimudim means, you always have to be a Talmud. You always have to be learning. There's no such thing as, you don't just learn from the Shir. You learn from the whole entire Anhaga. And because this was such a Maisa, that's why the Navi taught us over here this idea.